Moving on to 35.2. Put in had better where suitable. If had better is not suitable, use should. And before you do so, just take a quick look at the PDF attached to the file that we actually read before exercises. It says that use should in all situations and had better in specific situations, right? But there's always a danger problem after had better is used, where should only means it's a good thing to do. All right, number one. I have an appointment in 10 minutes. I'd better go now or I'll be late. So I'll be late is a repercussion, right? Something bad. Let's say something bad might happen and that's you'll be late. That's bad in most countries. Number two, it's a great film. You should go and see it. You'll really like it. You should is an advice, right? Nothing bad is going to happen if you don't go see it. But, you know, you should. It's good. Goodie. Number three, you blank set your alarm. You'll never wake up on time if you don't. A minute to write a blank down. All right, you set your alarm. You'll never wake up on time if you don't. You'd better set your alarm. Why you'd better? Because there's a repercussion, right? You'll never wake up on time if you don't. Okay, so you'd better set your alarm. Goodie, number four. When people are driving, they blank keep their eyes on the road. A minute to write the answer down. All right, when people are driving, they blank keep their eyes on the road. It's an advice, it's not a specific situation, therefore we're going to use should, right? When people are driving, they should keep their eyes on the road, right? It's an advice, it's a general situation. Good, did you guys answer correctly? Awesome, moving on, number five. I'm glad you came to see us. You blank come more often. Again, a minute to write it down. All right. Well, I'm glad you came to see us. You should come more often, right? It's an advice. It's not a. It's a general situation, not right now. And that, but you should come more often. I think they mean it. All right. Number six. She'll be upset if we don't invite her to the party. So we blank invite her a minute to write the answer down. She'll be upset if we don't invite her to the party, so we blank invite her. There's a repercussion, right? Something bad might happen, or moreover, she will be upset. So we say, so we better invite her. We'd better invite her, right? She'll be upset if we don't invite her to the party, so we'd better invite her. We had better invite her. Goody. Number seven. These biscuits are delicious. You blank try one. A minute to write the answer down. All right. Let's see. These biscuits are delicious. You should try one. All right. So if you say you'd better try one, it almost sounds like you are trying to scare someone. Like you'd better try it or something bad happens to you. So no, you definitely say you should try one. It's an advice. When an advice and there's not a lot of emotion involved, you're not gonna use better. You're gonna use should. Good. Number eight. I think everybody blank learn a foreign language, and I agree with the statement. Let's just wait until a minute passes and you insert what it is to be inserted, and then we'll see. So I think everybody blank learn a foreign language. A minute to write the answer down. All right. I think everybody should learn a foreign language. Again, it's an advice, it's not something specific. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. Well, I mean, ignorance. Nothing bad is going to happen to you if you don't learn a foreign language, but it's an advice, it's a general advice. Therefore, I'm going to use should. I think everybody should learn a foreign language, and I completely agree. If anything, foreign languages open the world to you in so many ways. You don't need to leave the house and you're already traveling, right? And you're learning English language and all this grammar. And then, you out there maybe watching a movie and you say, "Hey, I know this grammar. I just studied it in my English class." That's what I imagine you do. I don't know if that's correct or not, but okay. Goody. Enough with this. We're moving on to 35.3. Complete the sentences. Sometimes you need only one word, sometimes two. Number one, A. I have a toothache. I'd better go to the dentist. Oh man, don't you hate that? So, of course, you'd better go because it's urgent. Letter B. John is expecting you to phone him. You blank better phone him now. Remember, sometimes you need one word and sometimes two. A minute to write it down. All right. John is expecting you to phone him. He's expecting, right? So there are going to be some repercussions if you don't. You say you'd better phone him now. So here you only assert you had better phone him now, or you apostrophe D better phone him now. You'd better, you had better phone him now. Good. Letter C. Shall I leave the window open? No, you'd better blank it. A minute to write the answer down. Alrighty, let's see. Shall I leave the window open? No, you'd better shut it, or you'd better close it, right? The opposite to open. You'd better close or shut it. Good. Did you write that correctly? Letter D. We'd better leave as soon as possible. Blank. Just maybe there's a tech question, or is there? A minute to write the answer down. We'd better leave as soon as possible, hadn't we? Now, that's a tag question. I think, well, we haven't studied tag questions in this course, but I assume you studied tag questions before, and the way you form them is by adding taking the affirmative and making it negative question, right? Had, hadn't, right? So, we'd better leave as soon as possible, hadn't we? Good. Number two. A. It's time the government blank something about the problem. A minute to write the answer down.